The next coach in the teleconference is Illinois' Tim Beckman. The Illini are 0-7 in conference and 2-9 overall. Illinois travels to Northwestern on Saturday, a noon Eastern time game that will be televised by BTN. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Just to recap last week's game, again, you know, it comes down to making plays in the game of football. And, you know, Purdue made those plays and we did not. And we've talked about that since following the football game, and that's happened to us the last 2 weeks. We're turning the football over, and we're not creating enough takeaways. And that's part of the game. You've got to make the play to be successful. So those are the faults that we've had, and we're going to try to continue to get better. And we've got rivalry week here with Northwestern.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll go to questions from the media.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star, then the number one. Your first question comes from Teddy Greenstein of the Chicago Tribune.
How do you think your emphasis on Northwestern and this rivalry has played with your guys?
I think it's been good, Teddy. I mean, you know, again, as I've mentioned from the first day, I mean, I think rivalries are very, very important to college football, and I think it's what makes college football. And it's not just a rivalry, but it's a rivalry based on respect. I mean, I respect what Northwestern's done. I respect what Fitzy's done up there. And you know, I respect that institution. And I think if you look at all the rivalries, there's respect for those institutions. And that's the way I learned it, through the rivalries from the people that I've worked for.
Just curious, you seem to be one of the few guys who calls him Fitzy. Is that just your own thing, or have you ever heard other people call him that?
Well, I've known him for a long time. I mean, first time that through Greg Brandon, who was a close friend. Greg coached there when Fitzy was there, and you know, that's how I basically got introduced. We've done a lot of clinicking together prior to me taking this Illinois job. Our coaching staffs had many guys that are familiar with one another. Mick McCall, of course, was on the Bowling Green staff that I was on. So, you know, I just think that, you know, we've always been fairly close, and I respect him, and I respect what he does. And, you know, he's proven it. So he's done a great job there at Northwestern and done a great job of being a head football coach.
All right. Thanks, you said it.
Yep.
The next question comes from Milan Jordan of 97.1 The Fan.
Hey, Tim, just your thoughts on, you mentioned the rivalry earlier, but I guess from an X's and O's standpoint, what stands out to you about the Wildcats, what they do on both sides of the ball?
Well, both quarterbacks, I mean, they definitely stand out. And the running back, Benaric, has done a great job of, you know, having 100-yard rushes, you know, prior to the Michigan State game. I mean, they have, you know, playing them in the past, you know, a couple times, one time in a bowl game, and then also a time up there at Northwestern the year 9/11. You know, it was, you see the team and how the team has been built around Fitzy and what he believes in football. I mean, I think they're much more athletic. I think they have got a great offense and defensive scheme. I think Coach Hankowitz has done a great job with the defense that they're running right now. So, you know, again, I think you know, you've seen this program it's been built for the last 7 years, and you can see that as you've seen them progress year in and year out.
Thanks.
Yep.
There is a question from Lee Barfnecht of Omaha World Herald.
Maryland and Rutgers coming on board. The early reports are that Illinois will be changing divisions. Do you have any reaction to that?
I sure don't. I mean, right now we're worried about, you know, playing this rivalry game and getting a win and doing those things. Our SID, Kent Brown, brought that up to me just about 5 minutes ago. So, to be honest with you, I couldn't comment on it. I believe in, you know, in what we're doing here in the Big Ten. And you know, I'll make that comment when I think about it more.
Do you have recruiting ties in New Jersey or the Tidewater area?
You know, I've been over there, of course. We've recruited that area when I was at Toledo. We had a great running back from that area. I've also been over in that area when I also coached in the Big Ten. I recruited that area. So I've been in there. I've got a few coaches that definitely have some ties over in that area.
Thanks, Tim.
Yep.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star, then the number one. Again, to ask a question, please press star one. There is a question from Teddy Greenstein of the Chicago Tribune.
Question. Obviously, you were not there, but have you heard about how over the PA they were playing Sweet Home Chicago and a bunch of Chicago songs after the Illini rallied for that victory last year?
I sure didn't, Teddy. No,
oh, you didn't know about that at all?
No, I did not know about that. You know, again, it's a rivalry, you know, I've been in the best of the best, and I'm sure that there were some tunes played at Auburn when we defeated Alabama, I'm sure things like that happen because, you know, as I said before, this game's about college football and the uniqueness of the Big Ten and the uniqueness of college football.
Very good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Corey Lewis returns from injury the last several years and has played in a couple games this season. Talk about what you've seen from him as he's come back from that injury.
Well, first foremost, I mean, I'm proud of Corey. You're talking about a young man that's been out for over 2.5 years. It's just what college football is all about, you know, in the opportunities for young men to fight back and mentally and physically, and then to go out there and perform. Of course, he's been rusty. He hasn't been playing football for a while, but boy, I mean, it's why you're involved in football. It's why you coach football, to see those type of success stories. And I've been blessed with Corey Lewis this year and the one last year. You know, I've just been blessed with Desmond Morrow, who also did it there at the University of Toledo.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star, then the number one. There is a question from David Mercer of the Associated Press.
Can you talk a little bit about how important the preservation of rivalries is as the conference adds teams, and maybe any thoughts you have on how you do that?
Well, you're talking to a coach's son, so he's been around football for a long, long time. I think rivalries are very, very important in college football. I think it's basically the backbone of college football. I would love to keep as many rivalries as we possibly can because, you know, that's what I think that's special that maybe separates us from, you know, a professional sport or even a, you know, maybe another sport. So, you know, being a son of a guy that's been around college football his whole life and being involved as a son and as a player and as a coach, I think they're very, very, very important to college football.
Any thoughts on how you preserve those?
I would just try. No, I don't have any thoughts of them right now other than, hey, let's try to make sure that we can keep those and really talk before we make the decision if we're going to disband it. Really talk and make the decision before that happens.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
And we have time for one more question for Coach. All right, Coach, it looks like you're all set. Well, thanks for joining us this week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.